The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
The following content contains elements that may not be suitable for everyone. If you are sensitive to sexual content, please feel free to listen to our other episodes. Listener discretion is advised.
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Devil's Advocate.
Hey! Yay! Hey!
My name's Izzy, and I'll be the mediator today. I'm here with Louisa.
Hi, I'm Louisa, and we're also joined by a very special guest, Alexa.
Hi! It's us! It's us! It's us! It's us! It's us! It's us! Your favorite freaking people! Your favorite freaking people!
Alexa, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Yurt.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What program are you in?
I'm in film second year at CMU.
Wow.
So much life in your eyes.
Yeah.
Do you know how the podcast works?
No, please explain.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah.
So since Izzy is our moderator today, she'll be reading the story. She'll give us the title, and then you and I make an in-first decision on that title. And then you choose either if you want to be the devil or the angel. The devil defends whether or not they are the a-hole, such as they are. And the angel... angel defends that they are not.
Period.
Okay. So really, in essence, the angel is defending the author, and the devil is against it.
Okay.
Or vice versa. Really, we'll lay into a little bit more when we get started.
Okay.
Are we ready to start the first story?
So
funny?
Nothing's so funny. Nothing.
This is pretty serious.
Why are we laughing as a group?
That was cool.
Okay.
Nah, why am I funny?
You're gonna ban.
Okay, the first story is... Am I the a-hole for telling my pregnant wife that her vagina stinks and she needs to clean up?
I'm gonna play...
Do we have to pick sides? Can we just agree on one?
No, we have to pick sides.
I think as a special guest, you should be playing the devil's advocate and say that they are not the a-hole because I want to say
Oh,
they
no,
are.
I think that she should choose.
Okay, you know what? If you want... Yeah.
No, I like the challenge. I like the challenge. So, I'm saying that the husband's not the...
Yeah, you're gonna say that he's not the a-hole for telling his wife that her vag stank.
Okay.
It shouldn't burn. It shouldn't burn.
Initial thoughts you want to share?
Kind of stunned. how do I defend a man? That's kind of crazy. No hate. So sorry. who in their right mind is gonna say that? To their wife.
That's to their pregnant wife.
Birth. Yeah. I know I'm playing,
Does it say how old they are?
We'll have to read that to find out.
Oh, okay. Bless. Okay. I think that is a horrible thing to say to your pregnant wife because she's making your child from scratch. So maybe don't tell her that her downstairs region smells like badonkadonk because what the hell are you talking about?
Making your child from scratch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how else do you make a child?
Do we need a fully alive lesson?
Page 69. What you know about page 69?
Don't you mean 6'7"?
6'7"! 6'7!
Okay.
Got a f***ing comedian over here.
God damn. I really, I actually don't know what to say, because I don't want to defend this man.
Well, why don't we read... We can read the story, and then you can, curate... Defense points.
You wanted the challenge.
I take it back. Okay. He's not wrong because...
Boy, read the story first. Listen to the story first.
Okay. So my wife is heavily pregnant with our daughter. She's not really into having sex while she's pregnant because I'm afraid... Back up. I'm not really into having sex while she's pregnant because I'm afraid something might happen to her and the child. She told you can have sex while you're pregnant.
Yeah, you can. It also helps induce labor.
Doesn't
that? I've never tried it personally.
We're gonna find out right now.
She told me that she really wanted to have sex badly. I was also in the mood for it, and I agreed. So we got into. So we got into a position she was comfortable with, and we tried to do it. Then she wanted me to go down on her. That's when it hit me. Her vagina stunk.
Oh, no.
Had a weird smell, and it was repulsive. Maybe because some of the hormones during pregnancy. I'm not really sure.
So he's self-aware, but he's still going to make her feel like... Yeah.
I just couldn't. She understood that something was up, and she asked me. I told her straight up that her vagina stank, and she needed to clean up before we can do anything. She started crying and accused me of cheating,
Okay, you might have a little bit of an argument here, Alexa.
And she told
the psycho?
And told me that I didn't love her anymore. I actually love her so much.
It's a bit of an overreaction. I actually love her so much. She's my twin flame.
But I'm not gonna... No, okay.
She's one of my portals.
Like, actually. Okay. Okay.
I want to have sex too, but I couldn't. Did I overstep? Am I the a-hole?
Okay, pause. Because...
Here, wait, I can go first if you want to.
Sure.
Just vote.
And I'm gonna be also just vote.
Okay. I want to say that she kind of came out of, like, I was fully on her side until she just switched up like crazy. Because you could just acknowledge, you know, I'm defending your point here. Hold on.
Keep going.
Like, he understands that it's the hormones, and like when you're pregnant, and I'm assuming this is like late pregnancy. Does it say how many months pregnant she is?
Just says heavily pregnant.
Okay, she's about to give birth. So I'm assuming like the whole like bowling ball situation.
Wait, but what if you have sex with her and then you accidentally like break her water? Is that possible?
Yeah, but you just call an ambulance or you just go to the hospital.
You gotta go. Get in the car.
It's not like break your water and then next second baby comes out. It's like water break and then you've got like a couple hours.
Sometimes.
Give or take. But, like, maybe it's like harder for her to like clean herself and such because she's like so large and in charge.
I mean, yeah, and, like, you gotta bend over and you can't with like,
yeah,
you know.
And like, if he, like, he said, what did he say? He said like it was foul.
It stank.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it had a weird smell and it was repulsive.
Okay. Oh. And he said, I told her straight up, if I'm like having sex with someone and they're down on me and they're like, oh, this stinks. It's repulsive. My God. I'm killing myself, first of all. Second of all, you are the asshole. Like, there's so many nicer ways to say it. Like, you could have just been like, when's the last time you showered, babe? Like, even that. Like, it's in, like, you make me laugh or whatever. She'd be like, oh, shit. Do it still? Like, what are you talking
but
about?
Low-key, just man up.
And just... just thug it out.
And finish the job.
Just...
Just finish the job, and then when you guys are done, the next day, after everything's settled, talk about it.
Okay, but, like, I feel like he's... okay, the way he went about it, we don't know if he was, like... Let's imagine a man. Yeah, he would probably be pretty upfront like that, but, like...
We don't know if he has cheese or not, so he could be pretty nasty himself.
No, but, okay, he's valid for, like, being, like, no, I don't want to do this, but he's not valid for the way he's, like... talking about it and like going about it. I feel like
you have to defend this man. You have to defend this man.
I am. No, yeah, I got that. I feel like it's valid if he's like, I don't like this topic. I think it's valid if he's like, no, it's repulsive. Okay, valid. So you don't want to do it, sure.
So you're saying that he's maybe not consenting to do it and therefore they should stop.
What the hell?
What? Okay, wait, no, wait. Can you read this? I'm just gonna see what. Okay. Okay. Okay, pause, because he's like, oh, I'm not really into it. I'm not into having sex while she's pregnant, but she's like, I really want to have sex. So, right off the bat, he's like, not my fave idea. Not like I don't want to do this.
But he also said he was really in the mood and like he was enjoying it until like he got a stench that he didn't like and then he like flipped the table. From what I gathered.
How bad could it really be?
Okay, but then she started crying and accused me of cheating. That's a bit much. Like, you're like, okay, hormones makes you emotional, but cheating.
Let me defend this woman because that's my job. Okay, she's been pregnant. It's heavily, so let's say like 8 months, 8 or 9 months, and he has not wanted to have sex with her the entire 8 months, and they're like, they finally do it, and he's like feeling weird about it, and then she's like, "What's going on?" And he's like, "I don't know. Like, you kind of just smell like shit." Like, low key, where's he getting that cat then from? Where's he getting that release? Other woman.
Okay. Okay, but in that end of that little note there, he was like, "I actually love her so much. I just couldn't do it." It's like, that's valid. You love her. She's about to give birth. Like,
but you love her, then prove it to her. Finish the job.
No, because imagine, like, okay, you know when we're walking outside near the garbage disposal, yes, and it's like blazing hot and it smells like shit and everyone's covering their nose. Imagine that. Imagine someone's like, "Go take a bite." You can go take a bite. Imagine, you think you're gonna want to open up one of those garbage bags?
Oh my god! That's a really good point. That's a really good
Thank
point.
Thank you. So if
go take a bath.
So if it's is that if is if it's like that impulse.
Oh my god!
Fuck it, look. Sorry, 1 second.
Wipe those tears.
If something is that disgusting, you're not gonna wanna do that. And in this case, it's eat your wife out. So, like, God forbid, he doesn't wanna do it one day. Like, go to the shower.
But he hasn't been wanting to do it.
I get that. Why did I get that, okay?
He should just finish your job with his fingers at that point, then.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
yeah, if he doesn't want to do it, valid. But, like, just at least finish your job. At least,
okay, I can 100%. I can agree to that. At least, I mean, she seems like she's in the mood. You seem like you're in the mood. So, I guess, do something. But you, like, no, see, now I'm switching over to the angel. Okay. Anyways.
There's also toys. Y'all can use...
There's literally, like, so many things. He could have, been nicer about it and definitely would have, like, found a different way to, like, you know, finish the job, as you said. Mm-hmm. But, like, if it's stinking that much, like, he really don't... No, I'd feel like he doesn't... You don't gotta do it, King. You don't gotta do it.
Okay, you know what? I've had enough debating this gross topic.
Yeah.
Shall we read the comments?
Yeah. What is Reddit deemed him as?
You're the asshole for sheer tastelessness.
Whatever that word means.
He didn't get a taste either.
So. You're the asshole.
That was witty, man.
Keep going with the comments.
You're the asshole. There are way better ways to go about telling your wife of your issues than straight up.
Illiterate Redditors.
There were way better ways to go about telling your wife of your issues than straight up telling her it's because your vagina smells weird and is repulsive.
Okay, but like, Loki, what do you say that's like nicer?
Maybe I'm saying, like, finish the job, and then once you fall asleep the next day, you just be like, "Hey, can we talk?" This next story is called...
Boy, you reading off a paper.
This next story is called, "Am I the A-hole for supposedly being a creep to my boy best friend?"
I'm saying no.
Okay, well, I'll say no. Yes, I mean. You have no other
choice. Wait. Or do you want to switch it up?
I feel like...
She gave you the option.
I feel like there's like, a song or like some sort of meme that's like, "I'll be the bad guy."
Wait, I'm thinking of like those weird TikTok like POVs. I think of Billie Eilish. "I'm the bad
guy." Oh yeah.
Okay. Are you taking my offer? Of
oh, sorry.
No?
I can say okay. That.
Do you want to switch?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't want to switch, so I don't want to switch.
Okay. I don't think. Oh no, I think you are the a-hole for being weird, a creep to your boy best friend.
Okay.
Do you think it's like a gay situation?
Ooh, no, I'm thinking it's a girl and she just that was funny. She just has a crush on her boy best friend. And she'd be the creep.
Okay.
Yeah, proceed.
Okay. Me, 19F, and my best friend, 20M, have been best friends for 5 years. We've always had this close bond, and people would always think that we were dating. Even his parents and my parents wanted us to be together. We would say we're not dating and that we were never going to, but there was always this some type of tension between us that would make me second guess everything.
Wattpad writer is writing the
Where's the shaft? Sorry. Robert, why would you say such a weird thing? Why would you say such a weird
freak,
thing?
Freak,
what
freak,
the f- Robert?
Continue.
Like, there was this one time where we were laying in his bed, and we would both stare at each other for a few moments, then look away laughing, and after...
Yuck! Yuck!
Proceed.
Ew, that's so gross.
After that, I literally fell asleep on his chest.
Sorry. 3, 2, 1.
And we're back.
Thank you so much for that short break. Izzy, continue.
I literally fell asleep on his chest and he was stroking my hair. I feel like from that moment, I started falling for him hard. It would be the littlest things like him trying to tie my hair in a ponytail and miserably failing, or him saying a corny joke and smiling at me when I laugh, which made my feelings worse. For the past month, he's made these new friends. They're all guys, and to be honest, they come off as really obnoxious. They all just randomly come to his house when we're together, and they cause a mess and are really loud. And every time they see me in his house, they ask him if he's been up to no good with me.
Oh.
The problem I have with him and these friends is the way he acts. So f***ing different around them. As soon as they come in, all of a sudden he straight up stops talking to me, or he'll talk to me briefly and continue on talking to his friends. I don't know why, but I wouldn't leave his house early even with them there, because I really just wanted to be in his presence since he's my friend. Well,
is he your friend? Is he your friend?
No, we'll get into it.
No, because Kate, like, she's like actively telling us that she's like damn near in love with this man.
Yeah.
And then like she's getting upset that everyone's like making fun of her for it, and she's like, I just want to be with my friend. No, you don't. You wanna get freaky with your friend.
Yeah. Okay. But how is she being a freak? Or a creep?
Oh, we'll find out, I guess. Continue.
I don't know why, but I wouldn't leave his house early, even with them there, because I really just wanted to be in his presence, since he's my friend. Well, maybe also because of my feelings for him. And let's just say, if his friends left early, he would suddenly become the attentive friend I remember. And I guess it gave me a sense of comfort, because it was like, oh, at least he doesn't have a problem with me.
But wouldn't that annoy you? If he's, like, acting so, like big energy around his friends, and then when they leave, you're like,
no, but she's no, but no, but she's saying like she likes it though, because then like she's getting attention and like he's being nicer, I guess.
Save which yourself, I mean, no, save yeah. yourself.
Don't need attention like that, though. Yesterday, I was at his house again, and his friends were there again.
So go home, you have one. Like,
do you have any other friends?
Like, is this like some sort of like kissing booth situation? Like, you have friends, go home.
I heard them bang on the door because they love coming to his house uninvited. All of us were sitting on the couch watching a movie, and I end up resting my head on his shoulder, which is what we normally do, and that's just when it's just me and him watching a movie.
Oh,
he moves
help.
Away.
I don't like this.
He moves away and calls me a creep really f***ing loud.
Oh.
We about to have a good discussion about this one.
Oh, so he's the a-hole.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Why don't you just immediately leave?
Oh, that's who, though?
His friends laugh, My heart dropped, and the words, I thought you, slipped out of my mouth. He says, you thought I what?
No, oh! this is fake.
This is fake.
This is actually f***ing Wattpad.
And I just get my things, and I practically run out of the house.
She ran out of there with her messy bun.
I couldn't stop the tears from falling from my eyes.
Chow with these baby blue eyes.
I looked back to see if he would run after me, but he kept watching the game.
Kept running with my galaxy pants.
I'm on the verge of tears. I'm on the verge of a whole panic attack, and I'm in straight up tears as I walk home. The moment I get to my bedroom, I straight up fall asleep. When I wake up, I tell my friend about what happened, and she says that he told her that I've been overstepping his boundaries and that I've come across as a f***ing creep.
Oh, that's a bit much, though. No.
I feel horrible because I really thought he was okay with everything, and I feel gross. Am I the a-hole?
Okay. She's stunned, so I'm a
gagged.
Okay, wait. No, because... She's just a girl. No, I'm kidding. No, but
solid,
like,
argument.
No. If he was reciprocating those feelings, because he was like, what the f*** do you mean? He's just going to be like, oh, like, no, like, she's just like a friend. But like,
I'll show her hair, though.
Staring into each other's eyes.
She'll fall asleep on my chest.
Yeah,
laughing away awkwardly and stroking the hair.
Yeah, like, what the hell? Like, that's, no, you're reciprocating those feelings.
Leading her on.
So, if anything, you're also being a creep. Therefore, you're perfect for each other. But, yeah, you're leading her on. So, God forbid she rests her head on your shoulder during movie night. Why are you there with the boys? I don't know.
Because it's in front of the boys.
Yep, okay, but he's being an asshole for acting that way. Because if you're just going to do it behind... If you're going to do it behind closed doors, just don't do it at all then, okay?
I wouldn't say you're necessarily a creep. But also, like, at this point, you're doing too much. Because, like, you kind of... Like, if he's acting a certain way around his friends and then acting a certain way around you, like, I feel like you need to pick this stuff up and, like, kind of stop feeling sorry for yourself. Because the whole thing is, like, oh, but, like, he makes me feel so good when we're alone. Then he, like, makes me feel terrible when he's, like, with his friends. Girl, open your eyes.
Mm.
Realize what's going on here. Either tell him straight up or move on.
That's, like, every fucking rom-com movie, too.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is not real. Because, like... I ran home with a panic attack and I fell asleep as soon as I hit my bed. And, like, you wake up and you tell your friend and he's like, yeah, he told me that you're kind of weird, by the way.
Okay.
What?
No. Because for you to be best friends for, like, 5 years, your family thinks you should get together. Let's go back to the staring into each other's eyes and then falling asleep on his chest. Like,
that's insane, though.
<'Cause> why it's a bit much.
What does Reddit deem her as?
Reddit says everyone sucks. Because...
Yeah, that's true. But, like, if we're, like, going, like, certain, she's definitely not the a-hole.
No, she's not the creep.
Unfortunately, he clearly wants to be just friends. You want to be more. And neither of you is actually talking about it. He's clearly embarrassed about being teased by his friends by not making a move / is pushing back against them, expecting it to be more.
Oh, I just remember because the friends were, like, what did he say?
Oh my God.
Like, oh, are you guys getting it on or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just have awful friends.
He's just a terrible person.
You're a terrible, like, person.
Okay, like... If it, I wasn't, like, okay, this is, like, so stupid, because you're, like, 20 years old, and you're, like, teasing about this, but if it's, like, high school, and I'm, like, with, like, some guy I liked and all his friends, and they're, like, oh, like, is he treating you right or something? I'd be, like, oh, so he likes me? Oh, so, like, you guys joke about this? Or it's, like, because, like, I would think about, like, that, but then after he calls me a creep, it's, like, oh, they know I like him, and they are making fun of me.
Yeah.
And then I'd never speak to any of them ever again.
True.
Damn near, I'd switch schools. Like, are you kidding? That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, they're all just saying everyone sucks here. Thank you, everyone, for listening in on one of our final episodes of Devil's Advocate.
Of season 2.
Season 2.
Oh my God, will I be on season 3?
Should we do the outro and ASMR?
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies and gent.
It was such a pleasure having you.
I hope everyone listening had a couple of laughs and giggles throughout the episode.
I hope your episode was such a good episode.
Thank you so much, Alyssa.